Final event today. Emergencies come out of the Sofitel Girls' Day out, and a good race to finish with here, Nick.
Yeah, certainly a good way to end the quarter if you can snag the last winner as well. Amavatio, a $10 chance. Anis Mirabilis, 81. Emily Starr, $4 out from 330. Big Memory, 21. Extra Zero, 23. Barisha, 61. Hardem, 750. Centre Pivot, 13. Nozomi, 19. Cool Chap, 7. Gallic Chieftain, 14. Jacano Bay, 15. Mahani, 11. Tarquin, 21. Lord Van Persie, 81. Red Alto, 11. Remember, if you do take a quaddy today in Melbourne or Sydney, get the first three legs, but miss the fourth, money back up to $50. And in the last couple of minutes, a $25,000 bet on Catchy in race 5, the Dane Hill, currently at odds of $3.40.
Okay, good move for Catchy in that race. Thank you, Nick, for being part of it today. Matt, whenever you see a horse called Mahanian, you know he's going to go forward, and there's a few others that'll be up there with him. Jack and O'Bay will be somewhere there as well. And should be a good run race.
I reckon it will. Gee, it's a tricky end of the quaddy, Greg. There's going to be something flashing late, and you just got to be on it, and you got to have it in your numbers. I'm going with Cool Chap. I reckon he's flying for the new connections. I think he can be that horse that's powerful late. Gallic Chieftain on the fresh side tends to work into his form a bit, but if he's nice and fresh, he's got a great natural talent. So 10 to beat 11. Red Alto will be flashing late, the 16, and maybe Emily Starr, but I just prefer it didn't draw the traffic barrier. But look, this is a really... If you can get to this point of your quaddy, make sure you've cast the net wide. 10, 11, 16, and 3. And my play today, Greg, is the gigantic parlay. I'm not going to give away all my numbers, but... Hartnell's a linchpin, let's just say that. And if I'm going to have a little sneaky bet, it's going to be an extra set.
Okay, at nice value. Thank you, Matt. Dean, what are you doing in the last?
I'm tipping Emily Starr, but I certainly share Matt's reservation about the inside draw. It'll take a good Damien Lane ride. I'm just hoping that a horse like Mahani, drawn wide and rolling, might just string them out enough that she can just keep creeping up along the inside, and I'm going to go with 3. I think she's come up well. Amavasio is a much better horse at Flemington. It was a non-event for him on a bit of a leader's day or close to the rail day at Caulfield, and he was out very wide. He'll improve. Hardem has come up well. He ran very well first up. He's a Derby place getter, so he's got a degree of class, and Cool Chap has come up well also for the new stable and has got a chance, and I'll be putting Gaelic Chieftain in the quaddy. 3, 1, 7 and 10. Greg, my best is Catchy, and my play is pretty simple. Jorda, all up Catchy.
Jorda and Catchy. Sounds good to me. What are you doing, Warren?
Gee, this is a wide net, as Matty said. I'm going with Hardem. I thought he was pretty good without much luck at a crucial stage behind Gran Rosso first up, and fitter and up to 1,700 metres suits. Amavasio's so deep into a preparation, but a recent jump out says he's still got the spring in his step, and the last little bit of the 1,700 metres might be a query, but he's a real Flemington horse and he can shoulder weight. Emily Starr's going to need that perhaps duck and weave ride, but she's also getting fitter and suited up in trip, and I love the way Cool Chap had been trialling going into that first up run, and he ran very well and fitter and up in distance suits. 7, 1, 3 and 10 for me in the last, and I'm early with my best, race 1, number 1, Jorda, and having that in a parlay each way with race 6, number 17, Ritanera as my player of the day.
Thank you, Warren. Good luck to you. And I'm going with Emily Starr in the last event to beat 7 Hardem, 10 Cool Chap and 16 Red Alto, who was flying late last time. 3, 7, 10 and 16. And my best is Jorda in the first, and I reckon just play it up through Royal Symphony and Chocoholic, so get something early in the piece. Don't forget the Great One Winks going around at 3:15 this afternoon, so stay tuned for that magic hour when the three greatest horses in Australia will all be racing around Australia. It's just gone 9 o'clock.